Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to every person locked in all over North America. All my folks holding it down at work, my people leaving work, my people going to work, my people at home, people relaxing, people in the gym, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, much love to you. I hope that you're well. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm being joined by everybody listening on your local radio station, on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You could be tuned in on Sirius XM channel 158. People got it in their vehicles. People got it in their trucks. And if you're at home, you can always just listen on a smart speaker. You might be able to just get your phone's attention and just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. If you got one of them new fancy phones, your phone, your smart speaker, your tablet, whatever, just might actually listen to you and do it. If you want to talk to us here, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This is halftime of the show. We get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's been a busy, busy show so far. We've talked about the NFL and all the ridiculous conspiracy theories about the Super Bowl and its grass. We talked about the return of Tiger Woods. Also had a little bit too much fun this evening, handing a feminine hygiene product to one of his teammates. Let's see if that becomes a big deal tomorrow. We talked about the return of the XFL. We talked about Robert Sarver deciding to gift the employees, most of them, with the Phoenix Suns, $20,000. I don't know if this is a parting gift, if it's hush money, but he's handing out $20,000 to every employee who was basically there from last year or before. He's also donating $5 million to the Phoenix Suns team charity. And then you have Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant introduced to the fans in Phoenix today. Kyrie Irving popped up with Dallas last week, and he sounded miserable. Sounded like he hated the Nets. James Harden played the Nets last week. Sounded like, hey, well, now you guys know why I left. I'm not crazy. And then you also, you got Kevin Durant, who was a little bit more enthusiastic about winning, or at least trying to win a championship with the Suns. Take a listen to this.
I know how significant a championship is to a franchise and to a city, and I've been a part of two of those, and I'm looking forward to, you know, getting back on that road to try to do it again. But I know how tough it is and how hard it is, and this fan base is looking forward to cheering for a winner. So I want to go out there and prove every night that we got a chance to win, and you know that starts with the work we put in every day in practice.
Yeah, it starts with Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and you being healthy. If that's not happening, then y'all are cooked. But even outside of that, you might look at these NBA players and say, man, these dudes are soft. There's always an issue. There's always some whining. There's always some complaining. I want to be traded. I want my money. I don't get respect. In a few minutes, I want to tell you about an NFL player. I guess everybody is so open today. Justin Fields spoke to Pardon My Take. And I was a little shocked at something that Justin Fields had to say. I'm going to share that with you in a few minutes. It's about Chicago, one of the toughest places I know. 855-212-4CBS. G is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, this is G from Houston. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, G. What's on your mind?
Hey, a lot of things are on my mind, especially cold, cold, cold one and a cold night over here. But let me tell you something. When are we going to start following these princesses around? When is enough? Since when do these players call a shot on the game? I'm so confused. Please help me understand that. James Harden, he had him down here for a long time. We showed him love, and he's still running away like a princess. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just a different story these days.
Right. Nothing wrong with being a princess and running. I get it. Well, here's the deal. The players, and thank you, G, the players make so much money. Who allows them to call the shots? Management and ownership. They got to pay these dudes so much money. Their jobs are on the line. You want to placate these dudes. You don't want them to run away. You want them to stay. And that's why you got players now who just think the world revolves around them. And I think soon enough, we might see a little bit of an adjustment in the NBA. It's not like that in the NFL. We know the NFL is cutthroat, but the NBA, certainly, it's more of a star-driven league. Like, you need every piece and every player to align in the NFL. You can have a great quarterback, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you're guaranteed to win. In the NBA, if you have a singular talent, and you can build a team around that guy or two guys or three, you got a better chance to win. And if you don't, you're screwed. You're cooked. 855-212-4CBS. Josh is calling from Sacramento.
Hey, JR. I appreciate you taking the call, man. A lot of national people haven't really been giving the Kings a lot of love, and you seem like you're educated enough to be able to give your two cents, but I just wanted to get your opinion on the fact that the Kings made no moves at the trade deadline when the West seems to now be stacked with everybody doing all their trades. Kings kind of standing put. Wanted to get your opinion, see if they've shot themselves in the foot or if they even still have a chance.
No, the Kings are just in a developmental phase, and so I'm not going to fault them for not going out to make a move, because I don't think there was a move to make that was going to move the Sacramento Kings up into a better position to compete this year. Outside of winning a few extra games, let me ask this to you. Do you believe the Sacramento Kings are going to compete for a championship this year?
I mean, the fandom in me tells me they're, the third seed. They've beat a lot of teams that they shouldn't have beat. So the fandom in me tells me possibly, but in all reality, probably not.
Yeah, I would go with the latter. The answer is probably not. The Kings need to be happy right now just to go back to the postseason. And so I would consider this to be a building year. You know, I think about the Sacramento Kings, and there's two things that immediately come to mind. It's depth, and then it's size and defense. And those aren't necessarily things that you want to go out and trade for. They may be able to pick up dudes in the offseason, but I wouldn't go out there and give up assets. You have a growing star in De'Aaron Fox. I think Kevin Huerter, nobody talks about him here in Atlanta, Georgia, but Kevin Huerter is an excellent asset, player and shooter for the Kings. I think he's missed here in Atlanta. Harrison Barnes, we know Sabonis and his skill set, but they don't have that guy. Rashawn Holmes has now been pushed to the back, and we know what type of numbers he was putting up a couple of seasons ago, blocking shots and double-doubles here. But they need depth. They need defense, and it's going to take time. But this is a step in the right direction for the Sacramento Kings. So I say enjoy it, okay?
Definitely, for sure. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Josh. Ian is calling from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, what's up, JL? How are you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Hey, two real quick takes on two teams that have been following forever. New York Knicks, been a fan since 1989 when they had Ewing, Mark Jackson, Kenny Walker, yeah. Trent Tucker.
What do you need to know about the Knicks?
I think they could be a dark horse in the playoffs. The way they've been playing.
A dark horse to do what in the playoffs?
To make it either the second round or make some noise about upsetting a team like Boston or anyone else that on top right now, because Tibbs got that team going, and with Barrett and Randall,
Josh Hart, guys, yeah,
Yep. And Quickley's playing pretty well. So watch out for New York. Because
I wouldn't hold my breath. I wouldn't hold my breath there unless some major injuries happen in the East, and it can happen. The New York Knicks have been playing better. They have more assets. I'd be careful about how far up I want to push them. They do have a ceiling. Well, what else you got for me?
Real quick, and the whole big fan Chicago Bears. The whole thing with Justin Fields. I can see him being the franchise quarterback of this team, but they got to supply him some more weapons. I mean, the Chase Claypool was an okay signing, but if they had the number one pick in this draft, load up on the offense. Get that kid from, Quentin Johnson, the wide receiver from TCU,
Yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That kid is
just played
beast.
In the championship.
Yeah, that kid is a beast. Go get him or beef up that offensive line. That's my take. Thanks for your toll.
Okay. Thank you, Ian, for calling from Rhode Island. Wow. Yeah, the Chicago Bears, they need some help. We know that Justin Fields is the quarterback. We've heard the rumors. Oh, they're gonna trade Justin Fields and start over. We just heard Ian. He talked about how they brought on Claypool. The Chicago Bears need everything. They need to protect Justin Fields. They need to get Justin Fields some weapons. Over the past several years, the Bears' defense has fallen apart. Guys have moved on, going to other teams. Roquan Smith is now knocking people out for the Baltimore Ravens. The Bears need work. And, of course, you need work when you only win 3 out of 17 games. That's sad. And we know Justin Fields, he's a ridiculous athlete. I mean, when he played for the Bulldogs, they just said, hey, man, here's the ball, run with it. Didn't even allow him to throw. And here you have his general manager and Ryan Poles saying, you know what Justin Fields needs to work on the most? Throwing the football. Well, how about you protect him and get him some help, some protection to actually go out there and do so? I believe Justin Fields will be the quarterback for the Bears next year. I don't believe they'll go out there and just make a trade, whether they add on the offensive line or whether they get a wide receiver. We'll see. But none of it's going to matter if Justin Fields doesn't develop as a passer. And speaking of Justin Fields, I had mentioned this to you. He recently did a show, a podcast, Pardon My Take. And he sat down and he talked about playing in Chicago. I'm sure you've heard Soldier Field is a dump. They've remodeled it. They've redone it. It's right on the lake. And the Chicago Bears this week, they bought a plot of land in Arlington Heights out by where the racetrack used to be. And they want to build their own brand new stadium and have an entertainment complex and be about 30 miles outside of downtown. If you're a tourist, maybe you don't like it. But if you're a tourist, say most of the people going to see the Bears are actually from Chicago. And so Justin Fields, he talked about this new potential stadium or a refurbishment or remodel of Soldier Field. And Justin Fields took the time to, I guess, complain about the cold. Listen.
Something to be said, I think, about like your physical running style. You're a big dude. You're strong. Playing in that type of weather,
mm-hmm.
You inflict more pain on them than they do on you.
Thing is about that weather is like when it's that cold, you have to bundle up, like put a bunch of layers on and stuff like that. And your body's cold, so you're not warmed up. So I feel like way slower in that cold weather. So it's tough. Ooh. But yeah, I mean, you know, you of course want to try to stay warm on the sideline and stuff like that. But I mean, it's hard to stay warm in that weather. I mean, warm-ups and stuff like that, your hands freezing up, so it's tough.
We're going to clip that and just send it to anyone who says that we shouldn't move to Arlington Heights.
Hey, yeah. I hope we just get a dome. I don't care if we're at Soldier Field. I don't care if we're in Arlington Heights. I hope we get a dome on that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. We're in a different era. I don't believe his words are a gigantic deal because you either have it or you don't. But we wouldn't hear players of the past out there just whining about the cold. And I'm not saying he's whining, but he was being honest. We wouldn't hear it mentioned. We wouldn't hear anybody go, oh, I want to play inside because it's too cold and it slows me down. Players from a past era wouldn't even want to give the opposition just the benefit of hearing that come out of my mouth. It's cold outside. It slows me down. No, nothing can slow you down. It doesn't matter what's going on outside, inside. Go out there and bust some ass. And yeah, Justin Fields hasn't been around long enough. And the Bears have sucked. That's why they got a quarterback. Justin Fields hasn't always been healthy. But if you look at the numbers, inside, Justin Fields is 1-3 in a dome. 1 win, 3 losses. Outside, he's won 5 games and lost 16. In stadiums that have a retractable roof, he is 0-2. He's yet to win a game in a retractable roof. He's been hurt, but he's never won a game in November, December, or January. And yes, it's a small sample size. But come on, man. You can't give anybody the benefit of the doubt of, man, it's cold and I prefer to have a dome. Maybe I missed it. And I know Brett Favre has bigger issues. He's suing people right about now. Maybe I'll be next. Brett Favre ain't complain about no cold, and he was out there every game. He wasn't scrambling, he was scrambling. He wasn't running like Justin Fields, and he got knocked the hell around. Man, I never heard Tom Brady complain about playing up in the Northeast. It get cold up there. Aaron Rodgers, maybe he's taking some things to make him warm. I never heard Aaron Rodgers complain about the cold. Maybe he has. And even if those guys did, I've never heard anybody be as frank and blunt as Justin Fields just was about playing in the cold weather and how he prefers. Yeah, everybody would prefer to be inside. But don't give somebody the satisfaction of hearing it out of your mouth. I'm sure, and I know this, they're going to be teams who play that clip next year. And maybe it'll matter, maybe it won't. They're going to say, this man is a punk. If Justin Fields ain't trying to play in no cold, go hit him. What do you think? Justin Fields wants to play in a dome. Justin Fields feels that the cold weather slows him down. Well, damn it, bro, you play in Chicago. Get over it. Inside, outside, just go out there, win, play. Nobody cares about the elements. It's football. We know it's cold. We know you're going to hurt. Man, it's just go play. What's he going to do? Tell us about a couple of snowflakes and the rain next? We need to play inside because when it rains, it gets slippery. Yeah, we know, man. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Justin Fields wants to play inside. Playing in Chicago, it slows him down because it's so cold. His comments are big deal, small deal, no deal at all. Let me know your thoughts. And then when we come back on the other side of the break, I want you to hear some comments from somebody else who played in Chicago, and it doesn't seem like he cared at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? Let me give you your flowers right now. I appreciate what you do, and I know there are young people who hear you and they want to model themselves behind what you're doing, and you're doing it so well. I know we'll end up with some really good people out there on the air in the near future.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Justin Fields was recently on Pardon My Take, and he talked about the weather and the conditions in Chicago and how difficult it is to play when it's cold out. He prefers that if it's at Soldier Field at a new stadium in Arlington Heights, that they have a dome. You know, all of the extra padding and warm weather gear slows him down. And I'm just saying to myself, okay, bro, that might be true. Everybody else is cold out there too. That's first of all. And second, why even mention it? Yeah, I, at the end of the day, you're welcome for the cliche. You either going to play well or you're not. And so another team isn't going to have the ultimate, you know, advantage because of his words. He's being honest, and there's nothing wrong with that. But why give anybody anything? Just go out there and kill it and do your best regardless of what the circumstances are. Sometimes there's a thing is being too honest, especially in competition. Don't say anything. If you're cold, you're cold. We all know you're cold, man. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell the trainer. Tell him, man, you need the warm hands. Do whatever, but don't say it publicly. So Justin Fields is not a fan of the cold and the difficulties of it. Yeah, we know, bro. Spice Adams. He's now a comedian. He's a funny dude. He was actually on Stack. It was a while ago, a couple years ago. He played for the Chicago Bears. He's very familiar with the conditions in Chicago and playing in Soldier Field. He wasn't out there running and scrambling like Justin Fields. He was trying to destroy people. He's also heavier, maybe by about two or three times the size. But the fact is, Spice Adams would still have to go out there, and this is what he had to say about playing in the cold weather.
Well, I played in negative 20 degree weather. And I would be out there with no sleeves on, you know, so especially if you're playing a team like Atlanta or Miami or something like that, you want to let them know, like, look, we out here in these elements, like the elements may change, but we not.
He continued on and he took it to an extreme. Spice Adams said at one time he was playing in a game in Chicago. It was so cold. He tore his tricep and did not even notice until the end of the game.
I tore my tricep and didn't even know. It was so cold outside, I was just like, I don't know, maybe it's sore or something like that. I go to get in my stance, I can't even put pressure on it, so I had to get in my left-hand stance. I did this in the first half, and I played the entire game with a torn tricep.
And then at the end, he talked about the importance of warming up. He said, man, you better go out there before the game. You can't expect to just go through the game and get warm in the second, third, fourth quarter. He says, when you play in cold weather, you just got to go out there and get acclimated and prepare beforehand. Listen.
Oh, man, it's so cold. I don't want to go out because it's cold when you need to go out there and warm up. You know, you got to warm up them joints. You can't just come out and expect to get hot around second or third quarter.
Don't mess my streak up.
I mean, nobody cares that you're hurting. Nobody cares that you're tired. Nobody cares that you got to get milk for your kids. Nobody cares. They don't care.
Somebody tell that to Justin Fields. Keep it to yourself about your weather preferences, man. What do you think? He either got it or he don't. You could play outside or you can't. I mean, everybody's out there busting ass at the same time. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Sean is here from Nebraska.
Hey, JR, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
So I got to ask Justin Fields if he needs some cheese and crackers to go with that wine. Because the man played football at Ohio State, for Christ's sake. He's played in the cold before, and he's tearing it up. Granted, the NFL season is a lot longer than college, but at the same time, we all know what he's done in the past. He's a damn good quarterback. He just needs that team built around him. That's my take.
Okay. Thank you, Sean, for calling from Nebraska. Kurt is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, JR. I never thought I'd actually stop and call you, but you made me pull over. I'm sitting on Archer and Harlem in Chicago. I had to stop. What happened to football? I mean, what happened to sports in general, but what happened to football? I'm 30. I'm 30, and I watched sports degrade everybody just is just dancing around, you know. I mean, everybody just became so weak. I'm not trying to get political. I really don't want to get political, but the whole great thing about so many different stadiums, and this is baseball, this is football, this is everything. You played in different elements. That was the joy of the sport, was you had a team that went north, you had a team that went south. You've got humidity, you've got dry heat, you've got snow, you have rain. It's going to suck sometimes. And I mean, as somebody that's from Chicago, I'm upset they're moving to Arlington. I'm upset they're considering a dome. I wasn't a huge Bears fan, not a huge football fan, but just the fact that football and sports is just straying away from, you had different size fields, you had different weather conditions, you had, and everybody with the, I mean, the concussion protocol, I understand. All right, cool. You got hurt. Let's check you out. Wow. I get it. But, I mean, that wasn't the name of the game, though. I mean, you had grown men years ago that are beating the hell out of each other.
Well, maybe
over a ball, man. Maybe, I mean, what happened?
Maybe Justin Fields wants to come back here to the warm climate of Atlanta. Maybe he wants to play inside Mercedes-Benz. I don't know.
I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, I'm sitting here in my truck. You know, it's 24 degrees out. I'd rather be where you're at right now, too. I don't blame him. But, I mean, he's getting paid how much money to play the love of the sport? I mean, anybody that's listening to me right now ramble on to you, you played in the mud when you were a kid. You played in the rain. You played Thanksgiving Day football. You sticks, twigs, leaves, all that jazz. And you played the play. You didn't just, oh no, it's rain and water from the sky. You know, what do I do? I mean, he's got other problems on the fact that he needs to build a team around himself. And don't get me started about the Sox or the Hawks. Chicago's kind of struggling right now, sports-wise. But
put the Bulls in there, too. Go ahead.
But, I don't know, man. Kurt. You got me to – I managed to pull over. I'll let you take your spin on it, and I'll hear what you got to say, JR.
Well, thank you, Kurt. Appreciate you for calling from Chicago. Be safe out there. No, it's a different time. It's a different era. I couldn't imagine 20 years ago any quarterback or any player going out and complaining about the cold. We have players, even right now today, who make such a statement about the cold weather being a mentality, not letting the cold weather get to you. I think it was the Seattle Seahawks. I forgot where they were playing. They were out there with no shirts on. The wide receivers stepped out onto the field and warmed up, and they had no tops on. And the message is, hey, we don't give a damn about the cold. We're just going to be here to play. Do they feel the cold? Yes. Are they cold? Yes. But it's been a long time, I mean, maybe ever, since I heard a player go out and just say, oh, it was Arrowhead. Oh, it'd be nice to go out there. Thank you, Shep. It'd be nice to just to play inside. Hey, Shep, what do you think about these comments by Fields?
To me, JR, I appreciate his authenticity. I'm sure he's not the first quarterback to wish he didn't play in Chicago. What's going to happen to Jordan Love when he takes over basically essentially next year for Aaron Rodgers? I think a lot of young individuals, the IMG generation, are used to having accommodations and all these luxuries that you and I and Marco, when we played sports, we simply didn't have.
Man, I remember playing. I wasn't in no damn NFL. This wasn't even organized anything. I would play outside. I would play basketball in the rain. And we would go, hey, the cloud isn't going to be here this long. Relax. I remember playing sports before school when it was freezing in the morning. And then my hands were freezing, and I'd just go inside and go to school. Hey, Marco, what do you think about what Fields said? What do you think?
Honestly, these are stupid comments because you shouldn't make them. You should know better. even if you feel this way and you think this way, you don't say it for everyone else to hear it. I know that could be, oh, well, he's just speaking his mind or whatever. Sometimes you got to know when to keep your mouth shut. And this is one of those times to keep your mouth shut. We know the stories of Jim Kelly, who didn't want to go to Buffalo and didn't want to play there and wound up playing in the USFL and then still didn't want to go to Buffalo, but had no choice. And then afterwards, oh, it was great. But why? Because he didn't want to play in the cold. He didn't let anybody know that, though. Keep your mouth shut. Do what you got to do. And then after it's over, 20 years later, you want to tell us a story? Go ahead. But when it's in the middle of it, quiet down.
Yeah, I don't think there's a massive competitive advantage, or that he's put at a competitive disadvantage. But what it does show, I think more than anything, is a mental weakness and a lack of awareness to know how it would be perceived, how you're not doing yourself any favors by saying this. Like, there's certain things, like you just said, keep to yourself. Let's hear those comments one more time. This was Justin Fields talking about the cold weather of Chicago and his preference. Listen, or pardon my take.
Something to be said, I think, about like your physical running style. You're a big dude. You're strong. Playing in that type of weather, you inflict more pain on them than they do on you.
Thing is about that weather is like when it's that cold, you have to bundle up, like put a bunch of layers on and stuff like that. And your body's cold, so you're not warmed up. So I feel like way slower in that cold weather, so it's tough. Ooh. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you, of course, want to try to stay warm on the sideline and stuff like that, but, I mean, it's hard to stay warm in that weather. Warm-ups and stuff like that, your hands freezing up, so it's tough.
We're going to clip that and just send it to anyone who says that we shouldn't move to Arlington Heights.
Hey, yeah. I hope we just get a dome. I don't care if we're at Soldier Field. I don't care if we're in Arlington Heights. I hope we get a dome on that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Look, Baltimore gets cold. Baltimore gets cold. It ain't Chicago, but Baltimore gets cold. And the last time I checked, their starting quarterback, he has his own issues with health. He's from Miami. I have not heard this man complain. Maybe I'm wrong. And if he has complained, I haven't heard it to the extent of what you just heard from Fields. I'm going to take more of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, Shep, cold as ice? Is this a Justin Fields reference?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't like cold as ice because doesn't aid his style. People are honest. You know, I don't think it's going to hurt him on the football field, but it opens himself up. Even if it doesn't have an effect football-wise, perception is reality, man. And you start putting out comments like that, unless you are just totally going to tear it up, you're opening yourself up for unneeded, unwarranted criticism. That's just what it is. 855-212-4CBS. Jason is here from Ohio.
Thanks, JR. To tie something to you, before the break, you mentioned Lamar was from Miami, and he's doing what he does. And then a little bit earlier, you mentioned Favre. Favre went to what, Mississippi State? And I don't know if he played a game for the Falcons. Falcons drafted him. But I've never heard him say anything about weather. And so I'm a Buckeye, and so I wish the best for Fields, but I agree with your take on it. But my question was to you is they got the number one pick. They should trade that down, right? They need so many pieces. You can't just take one player and think it's going to be all right. They need to really restock.
Well, yeah, it's going to be years unless you feel that the player that you can select at number one overall is going to have a massive impact on Justin Fields more so than multiple selections. That's the position that you're in when you suck. They won three games. We have to keep in mind that we do have a period of free agency. We have to think about Ryan Poles. He didn't select Justin Fields as the quarterback. He's going to get a do-over at QB if Fields doesn't work out. So if I'm thinking about it from the general manager's perspective, he may want to just hold on to Fields, try to put some guys around him instead of having potentially one out of two dudes working out. Try to go for the sure bet. And if it's not Fields, he's going to get some time to grow. That's just the nature of the beast. 855-212-4CBS. Tyler's calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm good.
So here's my perspective. I'm from Chicago. I grew up in Arlington Heights all my life. I'm not really mad that he said that because I feel like most quarterbacks have preferences, right?
Yeah, but I don't think most of them open up their mouth about it.
I mean, if you look at his stats from a dome to outside or warm temperatures,
he's 1-3 in a dome. He's 5-16 outside. But can we really bear too much into that because the Bears have sucked?
Oh, the Bears suck, totally. I mean, but here's the point I'm trying to make. He played against Miami on November 6th. Would he have 178 yards rushing? Played against Detroit inside, 147 yards rushing. I mean, I don't get the criticism of people saying that.
Because most players will not say anything. They don't care if it's hot, if it's cold. It could be down in Miami. It could be brutally humid in the beginning of September. It could be brutally cold in January if we have to
What about when Miami played Buffalo? Didn't Buffalo – that was in Miami, correct? Buffalo could do nothing.
You're missing the point, Tyler. It's about the mental aspect of it. You don't want to give – there's two things here. You don't want to give anyone – you don't want to give the opposition an edge when they hear you opening up your mouth. You don't want to give them anything. Nothing. And even further outside of, quote unquote, the game of football, outside of the opposition, if you're Justin Fields, quarterbacks are going to be dissected and picked apart for everything that comes out of their mouth. They're going to be attacked. They will be praised, sometimes justifiably so, other times not. You don't want to give anybody anything that will make your life more difficult. If Justin Fields goes out over the next several years and he stinks it up outside and then he's doing this, people are going to point back to his own comments that came out of his own mouth that weren't necessary to make. He wasn't making his life any easier. And so it's not about the stats. It's not about the numbers. It's not about the results. I share the numbers with you kind of tongue-in-cheek, because there's not a large enough sample size. Everybody knows it's cold. Everybody's competing in the cold. Who's complaining about it?
I don't think he was necessarily complaining about it. I just said he was faster inside.
Yeah, we know that. So here, take the word out. Who is commenting on it?
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
he
who else?
Asked the question, though.
Have to answer that. Tyler.
He didn't just come out and say it.
Tyler. Tyler, this is the art. Take it from someone who works in communications. This is the art of knowing when to speak and not to speak. You have to know when to give. I'll give you some examples. There's a guy named Derek Jeter. This man played in New York City. This man would go out at night. This man lived his life. He's a Hall of Fame player. He's one of the most successful baseball players of anyone listening to me right now. He was a professional in the art of saying nothing. And you know what it did for him? It made his life as a baseball player easier. Anybody can ask questions. You can get asked anything. That doesn't mean that you have to answer it. Justin Fields, and thank you, Tyler, for calling from Chicago, he's not the first dude to play in cold weather. But he sat in an interview, and he answered a question. You're correct. He didn't have to. Hey, Justin, what do you think about your – you know what, Shep? Let's play that first portion again. Play it again, please.
Something to be said, I think, about, like, your physical running style. You're a big dude. You're strong. Playing in that type of weather, you inflict more pain on them than they do on you.
Thing is,
Stop it. They inflict more pain. You inflict more pain. He's not asking you nothing. He voluntarily said that. The man basically gave him a cookie and said, here, go run with it. In the cold weather, you, Justin Fields, because of your size, your athleticism, your strength, you inflict more pain on the defense. And this man flipped it towards how much it's cold outside and it's not a benefit and he'd prefer to be inside. Come on now. So I correct myself. He wasn't answering a question. He voluntarily offered that up. He could have easily said, yes, with my style, no one wants to compete, you know, outside in the cold. It's an advantage for me. He didn't say that. He could have said it flatly. We all have to compete in the cold. It's difficult for us to do so. I'm not nuts. Let's hear just the question, not Fields. Let's hear the question or the comment one more time.
Something to be said, I think, about like your physical running style. You're a big dude. You're strong. Playing in that type of weather, you inflict more pain on them than they do on you.
Oh, no, but I really don't like the cold weather. I want to move inside to a dome. It slows me down outside. I know what the – me, JR, I know what the hell I'm talking about. Like, there's an art to asking a question. There's also an art to answering one. He did not do himself any favors. If I was a Bears fan right now, I'd be going, okay, fine, whatever. Just get this man some help. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Zion, Tim McCarver. We got a lot to do on CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, passengers. Fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.